Hi, and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
I'm Julia Noble.
And I am Ben Noble. And this is one of two. This is two of two. Two of two special episodes featuring...
two cool dudes.
Yes. As if the last 125 episodes didn't feature two cool dudes. Go on.
Yes.
Wow, you heard it?
You heard it here, folks.
Hopefully Brian is so busy that he doesn't get around to listening to this episode.
Brian's very cool.
We've introduced the podcast. We've introduced each other. Now, I suppose we need to introduce what it is that we do here. We read the tarot.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway.
Did you prepare?
This is why we hit the 30-second skip, just for intros like that.
Oh, this wasn't good? Do you want me to take it from the top?
Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod.
Now skip ahead 30 seconds.
Okay. So there are a lot of different tarot spreads, and they're very hard. There's a lot of cards. They take a long time, and we don't do any of that. Instead, what we do is that we draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Whew, okay.
Then what?
Then we have the card of the week.
And then after that, we have the outro. And then finally, Julia is released from her prison and is done recording episodes of the Amateur Tarot Pod for the time being. Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, I was going to say for now.
For now. How was episode one? How did it go for you?
It's good. I had to pay attention a lot more than I normally do when I listen to a podcast. So that was challenging, but I did have a great time.
That's good. Good to hear. When you're listening to a podcast, do you normally do one of the Amateur Tarot approved activities?
Yes.
Okay.
I am most definitely never just sitting to and listening to a podcast.
Okay. Well, obviously you know what those activities are, so if you want to go ahead and round them off.
Dishes, laundry, sweeping, driving, walking the dogs.
I think you added a couple, but you're mostly there. So that's pretty good. And roofing. Roofing is a new one.
What is roofing?
Like if you want to work on your roof.
See, I struggle because I think that something where you're working with tools and other people, or if there's like a chance someone is going to have to say something to you to warn you, like, hey, look out, or don't step there, or anything like that, I feel like you shouldn't have things in your ears. Maybe you can have it on a radio playing out over while you're working on the roof, but I feel like you're putting yourself in harm's way.
There's a lot of things I could respond to, but I think what I want to respond to most is the idea of not just listening, not being selfish, you know, not listening to it on your headphones, but putting it on the radio so that everybody at the worksite can hear.
Right.
You don't want to be...
It's a shared experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's a communal, like in the 1930s in the Great Depression, when you used to gather around the radio, you know, and listen to what old FDR had to say. But now you get on the roof and you get out your tools and then you put on the radio instead of like whatever you normally play on the radio, Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Instead, you play the Amateur Tarot Pod. There's a lot of episodes. It'll get you through the job.
And maybe it will... The card of the week will help you out on the job.
And I mean, truly, if something bad was going to happen, you would already know because you'd listen to the podcast and we would have said, don't step on that tile. You'll fall through the roof.
Good point.
Well, are you ready to do the thing that we've come here to do?
Let's do it.
Well, here we are. We've arrived.
Where are we?
We are in Querence Corner.
Oh, that green corner. Okay.
Yes.
Green claustrophobic corner. Got it.
We're back to solve someone's problem. And this week, that someone is April, who's from Connecticut. And April says, I'm struggling to find my direction, parentheses, holistic / magical career path, end parentheses, like tarot, aromatherapy, crystal work, etc. What should I do to help me figure out what I'm good at?
Have you read your horoscope lately or anything related to your sign? I feel like they're pretty spot on and they kind of tell you a lot about yourself. I am a Virgo, so that should tell you an awful lot about me.
I think the problem is, like, April doesn't know to turn to the signs because maybe astrology's not her calling.
I feel like she's an open-minded individual.
Well, yeah, but...
Did you grow up the way that you did because of your sign? Or did knowing what your sign represented determine how you developed as an adult? You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it because you knew that you were supposed to be XYZ? Were you XYZ? Or that was Sheevers. Anyway, so I'm getting off subject here. But
no, I like this path. Keep going. Keep getting where you're...
She's into tarot, aromatherapy, crystals, and then work, whatever that might be. Or no, wait.
Crystal work.
Okay, sorry. Crystal work. So I feel like horoscope's a good way to figure out, like, kind of who you are on another level and what you might be good at, what your strengths and weaknesses might be.
All right. Well, unfortunately for April, she could have turned to the horoscopes, but instead came to us. And so maybe April's already turned off the podcast. Maybe April's already looking at the latest issue of the New York Times to figure out what her horoscope says. But all we have is this question. And so we have to go forward and do our best to answer April's question. And continuing in the new era, Series 2, the gritty reboot of the Amateur Tarot Pod. Here, we only use the Rider-Waite Tarot deck, which helps everyone be a little bit more familiar with one of the main schools of tarot symbology and thought. So we will go ahead and shuffle that up. And now we're ready. Juliet, will you serve up April's question once more?
I am struggling to find my direction. Holistic, magical career path, like tarot, aromatherapy, crystal work, etc. What should I do to help me figure out what I'm good at?
Flip. We have the Five of Wands.
The Five of Wands is pretty wild. As we talked about in the last episode, the wands are a little funny looking. But there are five guys, and they're all holding wands in different directions. It's like they're trying to build something or connect them to make like a tent of some sort, but they just can't quite figure it out. One guy's got it raised up like he's having a great time. So, look, some chaos.
The Five of Wands, which is the past, we should say it's the past, is all about struggling against opposing forces. Sometimes these opposing forces can be other people in your life, and sometimes these opposing forces can be within yourself. And based on the question, this card makes a ton of sense because you have all of these different interests and different directions you could go, and all of these aspects of interest are fighting against each other and trying to win control here and win the day. All right, moving on into the present. Flip, the Four of Wands. More wands.
So the Four of Wands has four, I suppose, wands holding decorative floral arrangement with two people, probably a man and a woman, underneath holding up flowers of their own. It looks sort of celebratory.
Yeah, it's a wedding.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a wedding. So more wands, and given this question that makes a lot of sense.
Is this supposed to be a chuppah?
I guess, yeah.
I can see it.
So what I was trying to say before I was so rudely interrupted by someone trying to learn something about the tarot, I was trying to say that wands are the suit that's about passion and fire and things that drive you.
Now the pictures make sense. All right. Okay, carry on.
Wow. The show got a lot dirtier ever since you joined. The Five of Wands, all about sort of struggle and fighting and trying to gain balance. And then the Four of Wands, which is all about balance and harmony and finding sort of a match for you because it's about a wedding and stability that comes from sort of family and like harmony and knowing where everything is like in its place. I suppose that doesn't quite describe the present yet because April is still in this struggling phase, but this card is speaking to balance. I don't feel like we have a clear handle on it yet.
Okay, so here's a question. Can the present card be about the question? Like she's trying to find a balance? Or is it saying that she has a balance?
No, it can be about the sort of
Because isn't that what she's trying to, like, maybe figure out which one she wants to focus on to become... She says, how can she figure out what she wants to be or what she's good at?
I think that's a good interpretation. In typical amateur tarot style, we've drawn two cards so far and described the current situation perfectly.
Great.
Great. Glad we could restate the question. And now, the future. Flip. The Knight of Cups.
The Knight of Cups has a knight on top of a horse, and he's holding a cup, and that's basically it. They just look like they're charging ahead.
The knights in general are about sort of like racing in, the way that you typically think of a knight. These are people who aren't afraid of anything. They just jump into battle. They ride their horse. They're not quite the queen or the king. They don't have everything figured out, but they're also not the page. You know, they're a little bit farther on their journey. And cups in particular are about emotions and feelings and sort of getting in touch with that softer side of yourself and figuring out what's going on there. In terms of advice, I think the thing that you want to do here is consider which one of these options are sort of speaking to you, not necessarily in like a passionate way, but in sort of like an emotional way, in your gut. Like, what feels like is the thing that's going to bring you the most joy? And then once you think of what that is, or you may already know which direction you want to head, I think the Knight of Cups is saying, like, just go for it. You know, just charge in. Don't think too much about the consequences. Don't worry too much about, you know, what will come of choosing X or not choosing Y. But just think about what feels right in the moment and just go down that path for now.
So basically, if you're leaning more towards aromatherapy or crystal work, to just go ahead.
Or horoscopes.
I mean, I like horoscopes, so.
But are you going to start Arrival once you finish your...
amateur horoscopes.
Yeah, once you finish your two-week run on this show, are you starting Amateur Horoscope Pod?
TM. But no, like, if you are only, like, kind of interested in one, but more interested in the other, or you think you might be able to learn more with the other one, I think that that's what it's saying, is to go for the one that... It's like a boring answer to say, go for the one that's the most interesting, but it sounds like you would get the most out of it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes like the most obvious advice is the hardest advice to take, you know?
And if there's like a reason that you can't do aromatherapy, like...
Because you're too into horoscopes?
You're too into horoscopes, or you have like...
Or like you're doing aromatherapy and you're just thinking about horoscopes.
You have animals who can't be around certain types of things or whatever it might be, then maybe go for the crystals or something like that.
All right. Thank you, April. That's that. Querent's corner, gone. You're out of the claustrophobic green corner. You don't have to go back in there for some amount of time.
Fantastic. No, I had a good time.
That's good. But I just get the sense that you're like thinking about horoscopes. You're not really present. Like, you're thinking about your next move.
I'm also curious about aromatherapy. I want to figure out what that is all about.
Sounds like you're turning into April. Soon you're going to write into the Amateur Tarot Pod to get advice on your spiritual quest.
Who says I haven't already?
Bum, bum, bum. All right. Thank you again, April. And now, card of the week.
Flip.
Wow. That was aggressive. They don't even know what card of the week is.
Card of the week is for everybody listening, or even your neighbor, if you wanted to share it with them.
Or like on a job site on the roof, yeah, if you just want everybody to know.
Everybody needs to know the card of the week so that we're all in the same mindset.
And when you have acted on the card of the week, you have to tarot spread so we all know that you got the advice and you acted on it.
Hashtag tarot spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's for everybody to enjoy or think about throughout the week.
I mean, we're already looking at it. The suspense is probably killing them because you flipped it so early and it's just sitting here taunting us.
I was really excited about it.
All right. Well, this week...
It does not look good. Wow, what a week. Hey, folks, have a great day. We'll see you next time.
Go read your horoscope instead. This week we have the devil.
And so the picture looks like...
I can't wait for you to describe it.
I mean, it's kind of like a stereotypical devil-looking creature. So, like, animal legs, human torso and arms, animalish head with antlers of some sort. And then he's kind of perched on a tiny box for the size of his body. Oh, he also has bat wings. And then there's a man and a woman naked, and they have chains. They're chained to the box that he's standing on, and the chains are wrapped around their necks. Should be an interesting week.
The devil. The design is an accommodation, mean, or harmony between several motives mentioned in part one. See page 28. I'll let you go see page 28 on your own time. The horned goat of Mendes, with wings like those of a bat, good call, is standing on an altar. At the pit of the stomach, there is a sign of Mercury. The right hand is upraised and extended, reversing the blessing which is given by the Hierophant in the fifth card. In the left hand, there is a great flaming torch, inverted towards the earth. A reverse pentagram is on the forehead. There is a ring in front of the altar from which two chains are carried to the necks of two figures, male and females. These are analogous with those of the fifth card, as if Adam and Eve after the fall. This is the chain and fatality of the material life. That's it. No divinatory meanings.
So let's, okay. There's different interpretations of Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Most commonly giving in to temptation.
Yeah. You're doing great.
So is that what we should go with? Because that's the most commonly accepted interpretation of the Adam and Eve story. And they referenced Adam and Eve here with the devil and how they've fallen for it, fallen for the temptation.
That's good. That was good. That's generally what the devil is about.
Okay. So in that sense, just be careful this week. Like, if you've got a vice or something that you're unsure about, whether it be
horoscopes,
you know, did I buy one too many chai lattes this week, you know, or should I buy another one? Try to not give in to that temptation.
That's card of the week. Well, Julia, you've done it. You've made it to the outro of your second episode on this 2-week run. How does it feel?
It's fine.
It's good. Yeah. Are you an amateur now?
Well, definitely an amateur. But I feel like I learned something over these past 2 episodes. So that's good.
Well, forget it. You can't come back on if you've learned something. All right. Thank you very much again to April for your question this week.
Thank you to our lols. LOLs.
Well, you haven't learned how to pronounce that. That's one thing you haven't learned on this podcast.
But thank you.
And now, a moment of silence for the lols we might have lost along the way. All right.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website. You can go there to ask us questions, and we can mostly restate your question, but then maybe give you some advice you might have already been thinking of but hadn't yet taken. We also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. And you can call that number or apparently text it and submit your question that way. And if you call within the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode, we will give you a fidget spinner.
Ooh, those are hard to come by these days.
Yeah, they're sort of fading into obscurity.
Yeah,
so
they came and they went. And
you can bring it back, just like retro 90s fashion. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook page /amateurtarot, but more importantly, a Facebook group at Facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot, where a lot of cool lols hang out and discuss tarot, Harry Potter, memes, etc.
Etc. I have a Twitter handle where I post, not very often, about my existential thoughts.
But they're profound.
Very profound.
You know, it takes a long time to come up with those profound, deep thoughts.
Yes.
And so that's why the infrequency.
Sometimes people say, why did you post that? Or what does that mean? So that's just to give you an idea of
what you can expect.
And that is @J_MADARASZ.
Now, if you are driving, you'll have to skip back and get that. Don't write it down while you're driving.
They've already skipped this.
Wow. You know, I think some of the laws have more dedication than other laws.
Well, you might find out after you release these that I'm not the only one. Who knows? Maybe that could be a discussion on /
groups
amateur tarot on Facebook.
If you want to out yourself as a 30-second outro skipper, go ahead and post in the group. We'll start a lively thread sort of publicly harassing you in the private square. I also have a website, imakingallthisup.com, where you can read some things that I've written about productivity and creativity and making the things that you're passionate about happen.
Great. Please feel free to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost you anything and it helps us out a lot.
Do you have more to say on that?
I was just going to say you don't really need to after I'm on the show for the 2 times because it's already going to skyrocket. So
even if we're skyrocketing, they can still contribute.
It'll just be lost in all of the many, 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 many rates and reviews that we're going to have.
Yeah, but people want to feel like they're a part of something, you know, part of a movement.
Sure.
So be part of a movement. You can't free ride on other people's being part of the movement.
That's fair.
All right. We have arrived now at item number 9. Thank you to Shira for not being too loud this episode.
She was wonderful.
And with that, spoiler alert. Magic is real.
I don't know if I know what aromatherapy is. Is that like the tea tree?
I think so.
Oils? Because those are really bad for animals. Like the tea tree, right?
That's what you told me.
And other people have heard it too, so must be true.
Public service announcement.
That you're not supposed to have tea tree around your animals for extended periods.
Should I put that at the end of the show so people know?
Don't we have to go somewhere?
Yeah. We're going.
Do we go there?
We're going there right now.
Oh, okay.